It's been
2.5 years since we last played Island Fall, but we're back! And also, Cliff has joined us, so I guess that's good too. Anyway, don't worry about what happened. There's a long summary in the beginning of this episode, so let's roll!
Happening.
2.5 years in the making.
Oh, you're level 5. Have you not rested yet?
We must not have rested.
You sons of bitches.
I didn't make a level 5 character.
Guess we're doing that now.
Oh god.
Are we coming out of a rest?
Yeah, you guys, while you guys are doing your level 5 character,
okay.
I will explain the story.
What's going on?
So far.
Because it's been 3 years.
Alright, so you guys are on the island of Gala.
I don't get anything for level 5.
Really? That's usually like a huge bump. 3, 5, 9.
6, I get Primal Strike.
Oh. Well, I guess you're fucked.
You guys being a fucking druid.
The island was discovered like 100-ish years ago. It is far to the west of Faerûn, but still in Faerûn. And basically on the island, there's one major town. It is called the Major Town.
Very creative.
So creative. The town major.
It is called Gala, to, you know, make it complicated. Rodney's character. I was trying to think of your name for a second.
I don't want to drink.
I know. We got a whole cabinet of liquor right there.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Rodney's character is the Tortle. His name is Kruk Cowabunga.
Kruk Cowabunga.
Yes. Big Bean's characters are Nash Fire Fury, the Gnome Artificer, and Dickhead.
Tomlin Krantz.
Dickhead and Tomlin, fuckface.
Who is a cleric of no significance.
No, none.
Kruk lived on the western side of the island. The island is two... Basically, like, two islands kind of put together.
Well, I get spell slots. That's what I get for fifth.
That's nice. He lived in the western side of the island, beneath south of the Ironhead Mountains, with his clan. And he basically thinks it was kind of boring, and he wanted to go get fancy stuff. So he went adventuring.
He likes to be fancy.
So fancy.
Tomlin lived in Gala and saw that there was an opportunity to maybe help... the morality of Nash.
It's not more moral.
Nash originally lived in Mutie's Glen, which is like a little mini island in the center of kind of the lake between the two islands. But he had an accident and killed someone.
A lot of people, actually.
Killed a someone's.
Several someone's.
So he left. And he's just dicking around.
This is one that started off with the... transmorphs sheep, right?
Yes, so they were in the town of Clifton, and that is where they had the, what was that called?
Clifton, New Jersey?
Yeah, Clifton, New Jersey. Anywhere, Pennsylvania.
What?
And,
anywhere, Pennsylvania.
That was, what the hell was that called?
What?
Sheep something?
The sheep, I do remember.
The one shot, it was something sheeper.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
I can't remember off the top of my head. But yes, that was where they had the wizard was polymorphing things.
I think I made a best friend.
From there, they made their way west around Galad, the Fallen World Tree, and north to Dien, where they had a encounter with the Foot Dynasty.
Didn't we, like, back into this Ninja Turtle thing? Like, you were like, yeah, that's a good idea. Like, it wasn't yes. originally that.
Yes. The Foot Dynasty had the Oni Inn. They were kind of in there. And they basically, you guys went into the Oni Inn. They were having a problem. Mm-hmm. You found a path that was kind of an underground lair where you found the Rat King.
That's right.
He was doing experiments.
That's right.
So you killed him.
What was his name? Baxter?
No, Baxter Stockman is not the Rat King, you dumb fuck.
Oh my god, Jesus Christ.
If you were any dumber.
So you guys killed him, and you kind of helped the town out because those guys are kind of being dicks. From there, you went into the woods because you met up with Alderaan Galenil, who's one of the princes from the twin elf kings that live in the woods to the north of that town. And he was basically like, yo, we need your help. And you guys, okay. You went in, and you had a couple other little adventures, and you found out that the twin elf kings are super duper old, and they have a connection to the Fey Realm, and that this island, every 250 years or so, tends to wink out of existence and pops into another spot somewhere else in the plains.
It's weird.
Yeah, and it's coming up again, and they don't want to because they're getting premonitions from the Fey Realm that they won't survive this one. You are on a quest to collect some gems that they think will help. And the first gem is to the north, through the woods, through the swamps, to the people, the Gripply, that live to the north.
Fucking Gripply.
And that is where you guys are at now. You are with the elves of the woods.
Elfy poppy.
And you just rested. You just feel yourself become level 5. You know exactly what that means.
I feel it. I felt it.
Oh my god.
Oh, it feels great.
Level 5.
So at level,
I feel different and there's hair where there wasn't hair before.
At level 5 I get destroy undead as a cleric.
Maybe the turtles have that, I don't know.
Just on the head.
And I get a really cool thing as an artificer.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can craft into wood.
So you can whittle?
I can whittle.
Wow.
Every day, but it creates so strong. An arcane firearm, which means that I can turn it into basically like a wand, staff, or anything into a conduit for attacks.
Nice.
So like if it's a wand, it would be like a fire. Like I could use it as a spellcasting focus for my artificer spells, but it also acts as a firearm.
Neat.
It's not as neat as I thought.
And Tomlin gets.
Tomlin it gets destroyed undead.
Nice. Mine's quite good.
That's not going to help you anytime soon.
No.
But maybe soon.
I get fast movement.
Ooh.
Which I get to move an extra 10.
Nice.
And I get an extra attack. I have twice.
That's nice.
Do you have lesser restoration?
I'll fuck some shit up.
yes, because I am a light cleric.
Alright, I'm not going to prepare that.
Alright. Yeah. So, it is the morning. You guys have had your brekkie.
Good morning.
Of bread and leaves, as is traditional in the elven woods.
And leaves.
Yeah.
Nash is like, ugh.
I mean, they're, you know, it's like a lettuce.
Any jerky around here?
No. you guys are also remember you're wearing the traditional Turtle Hero garb.
Oh, that's
around
right.
Around your, the masks.
Yeah.
So I believe you had the blue dexterity one. I'm pointing to Nash.
I have to
I'm pointing
look
to the bean who represents Nash. Tomlin has the orange charisma one. And Kruk has the red constitution one, and they all come with a little extra.
Blue mask, plus one dex, crit on 18, 19, 20, and...
But you call it. You call it, because it's an extra 5 lunge.
Okay, and then orange, you get plus one to charisma, and cast enhance ability once per day.
Yeah. Yeah. And, all right, so...
Do we have to roll for hit points? Or are we just doing max?
You can do max. It's
yes.
Because I don't know how to make encounters balanced.
Oh, I thought that was just like the end of the
sentence. I don't know how to do this.
I'm gonna just throw things at you guys and see how you do.
Oh god. Oh Jesus Christ.
Well, you guys were under leveled.
It's 3 dragons. Ah shit.
Yep, that seems.
He seems way off.
That seems really out of balance. Try.
Well, before because. With the inclusion now of Dr. Cliff T. Pallett's character coming up,
Every fucking time.
I love it.
You guys are only three party of three, which nothing is way balanced for a party of three.
If you could be anyone, why wouldn't you be a doctor? I don't understand.
Hey, man.
I didn't say you wouldn't be a doctor. I'm just saying.
You're like the I went to school doctor.
Well, he's like the TV doctor.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Definitely not medical. Don't get her around.
Yeah. You're the one that has to tell people you're a doctor at all times.
You're like a chiropractor.
Yeah.
I'm at the DMV. They're like, Mr. Whatever. And I'm like, it's doctor. It's doctor.
I wrote two papers for college.
I guess you could just make them call you doctor at places.
Nope. I won't do it unless
they don't check.
No, I mean, if you put down like, oh, what's your name? And you're like, doctor, blah, blah, blah. And they're going to call you. They're not going to ask for your medical.
No, could you imagine having to go to like your kid's doctor with your wife for some reason, and out of nowhere they come out of the back and they're like, Dr. Pallet?
Fuck. Rodney Sexfart?
Your wife's like, fucking what?
Dr. Sexfart? Dr. Rodney Sexfart?
My wife knows that my stage name was Rodney Sexfart, and she did not like that.
I'm shocked.
How did she notice that?
Well, because she went to the concerts a bunch of times.
Okay, yes. The big stall stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The best did she ask where it came from?
No, not really. Which is a funnier story, yeah.
Maybe she would enjoy it if you told her where it came from.
I don't think she would have. The best was the one time she brought all her, like, her friends, and they got all dressed up like they were going to a club.
Oh, my God.
This is not what you... No. No.
Oh, no. Okay, so
the bathrooms at these places don't have doors. So
yes, I get
to the outside.
That was the first big stall.
Yeah, concert. That was
not stall doors, just doors in general.
Yeah,
that was at the nail, right?
I played for that shithole.
So what are you? You're a
druid.
Oh my God!
So I have wild shape.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm just reading through like what happens when you turn into it.
It's gonna take him 14 years to understand what.
Eventually, I'll be good at it. I'm almost getting Automon.
Yeah. Almost. You're almost there.
Your 14 equipment,
years is like four sessions.
Mm. So if you're wearing equipment when you wild shape, you can choose to have it meld into you. You can have it drop to the ground, or you can just have your creature carry the weapons. So like I can turn into a wolf with just like a sword, a belt,
a sword like, belt. I like it.
Just walking around.
It's like cutting your legs.
Is that wolf have a fucking ow? Yeah,
this was a mistake.
This was cooler in my head. I thought the sword would just stay horizontal. Like...
All right, so what's gonna happen? You guys are now, like you said, you're eating your breakfast, and what the fuck is his name? Alderaan. The prince that you guys met in the town that brought you up to here, he's going to be basically, like, start sending you on your way. And that's when Cliff, your character, will come in and say you want to go with them.
You guys want a friend?
So.
We immediately kill him.
Alderaan's like, okay. That's fine. Okay, fellas. The Gripply, they're to the north. If you follow this path, you'll get into the swamp area. At that point, you're kind of going to have to do a little searching for them. The swamp is not the best of place.
Hey. Agree that swamp fucking sucks.
Yeah, you don't like that. You're not from the swamps, you're from the marsh.
Oh, that's true. I really hate the swamps.
Yeah.
I don't like the marsh either.
What's the difference?
Hey! Big difference.
But you're going to come... We haven't had too much contact with them, but they're not bad. They're not bad frogs. Right,
all frogs,
but they're kind of dumb. They're dumb. Yeah. All right, but they really love their queen Pungfrung. All right, they love her.
Tungfrung?
Pungfrung.
Pungfrung.
Yes.
Okay.
Tongue punch.
She's not from a royal line. They chose her because of her beauty.
I guess
her frog beauty.
I'm sure she's
really adorable. Yes.
Interesting.
So
I'm sorry. I was reading. We're back with the Gripplys again.
Well, these are different Gripplys.
Yeah.
Different Gripplys. Still Gripplys, though.
Yeah. But they chose her as the queen because of her beauty. Right. So I would make your way there.
But no riches.
No, but we the king.
Would you stop with the fucking riches already?
No.
We never know what you find.
Okay, that's fair.
But the prince, not the prince, the kings believe that the gem might be with them. So all
right.
So my firearm is 2d6 or wait 2d8, I think. Let me double check.
2d3.
2d3.
now that you have a fourth character, it's like you guys are like overpowered with weapons and stuff.
That's true, because we had to get like hooked up in the beginning.
That's fine. You can always just add more people to the...
But with this arcane firearm thing, I can roll a d8 and add a plus to that. So
how often?
I do it once and it's done. Like, so I can do it and then...
And then from then on you get that plus
for the
day? From then on
I get that plus forever. Forever. Wow,
forever?
Yeah. So if you...
So wait, hold on. You roll it once?
So here's...
So what if you roll it and you get a one?
You get a plus one. That's it. You're fucked. Like, okay. You can't... And if he does this, like, he would have to do it to something else tomorrow. And then the next day he can redo it to his gun.
Okay.
But...
Yeah, read the passage.
So I'll read it to you. So... Alchemist spell, blah 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 blah, artillerist.
He can't read.
He makes their gun. The whole time we had no idea.
It's the rules of the game, and yada yada yada. I get the roll,
and da 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 da.
No, it's only
killing blow.
Never mind. It's only for a wand, staff, or rod. So if I get a wand, a fireball,
okay,
I can add. Yeah,
I was gonna say anything seemed like a very overpowered.
Well, I can do it to a wand, but I don't have any fucking wand. So
yeah, you're not a gay wizard.
No, fucking wizard.
You're a gay gnome.
Was your guy gay again?
My guy is not gay.
I mean, we don't know.
He's not.
We haven't seen him have sex with anything.
He's too close.
You don't know. Maybe he'll turn gay.
Yeah.
He's not gay. He's not gay.
He's bisexual. It's different.
He likes men and women. Oh, wait. I got my little... I got his character, too.
No.
Little,
yeah. Oh, you know what? I got to get my...
My dude can turn into a...
Actually, do you have my character? I don't know that I have mine.
Or a mule.
Yeah,
Croc is what else. Have a pet pin. I might have. Let me check.
That's I don't think good. I had Croc.
Oh, I hope we go to the ocean, because I can turn into a reef shark. How cool would that be?
That could be cool. Does that have to be salty?
I would think so. It's a reef shark.
Oh, I have 69 bullets right now.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
It cost me one gold per bullet.
Mm-hmm.
It does not say it has to be salty, but so, I think that would make sense.
But he's got a lot of...
Oh, yeah, there he is.
There he is.
Yeah, he looks good. Pizza. I forgot he's holding a pizza. That's so good. You made that one.
That's awesome.
Did we use Glenn for?
Yeah, because it's basically the same character except.
he's not effeminate and weird.
he's not interesting at all. Like, no one cares.
Glenn has slowly become the best character in the other campaign. Going from the worst to the best.
He's the best. Oh.
Well, it's everything that happens with Glenn.
It was the worst because of
who
was
playing. Yes, we have upgraded in that regard.
You won't be able to get Cliff one of the metal characters again.
I
know.
They don't make them anymore?
No.
They don't let you pick them.
It's all what? Fucking
plastic. You have to, either pick bronze or the flat ones.
Oh,
and
that's
it, and it's like the bronze is like $100, I think.
But the flat ones actually aren't too bad.
The flat ones? What do you mean flat ones?
They're just 2D.
You can get the plastic cutouts, ones basically. Too, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, the ones that you were getting before? There's like...
No.
Do I have it here?
Yeah. This is what I had for the...
You can get the colored characters, too.
Oh. I mean, it's cool, but this is so much cooler.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is... But also, these are, like, $10, and those were, like, $35.
Yeah, but $35 for that is, like,
worth it. Totally worth it.
I don't, like, I guess maybe it wasn't financially...
I don't know.
Probably no one bought it.
It's so cool, though. Like,
I know.
It's totally worth the money.
Why is there a piece of... There's fucking piece of paper.
I'm glad I have one for all my characters.
Unless this character dies, you have to make a new one.
No!
All right.
Now I'm just resurrecting Fleck in whatever
campaign. Always be a known artificer.
Yeah. I'm just going to have Fleck show up in every campaign.
And I've literally used Automon for every single campaign. I never have to think about who my character is on the board.
All your characters tend to veer towards Automon.
It's true. Yeah,
their soul is Automon.
So far, Fleck is still my favorite character.
Fleck became quite something.
Fleck is good.
You need to get us all together in the same workplace again.
That's true.
And then we can continue the Fleck story in our lunch campaign.
I got Dr. Pallet and...
I'm fucking crushing it.
And Dixie Rex.
It's not right here, but...
It's at the word on the street.
He's
up. I think you're crushing, there's people's spirits.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say what I was crushing.
That'd be funny. We all go up to New York and we just play D&D. I'm like,
you guys should probably get some work
done. It's our luck lunch campaign. How long you been in here? 4 hours.
How this is the third day.
I still booked this more, fucking room.
Still,
get out.
Yeah, still getting more work done.
Remember when they would come in and they'd be like, oh, you're playing D&D, sorry.
Yeah, they would be like, sorry to bother you.
Sorry to bother you.
Yeah.
And we've been in here for 2 fucking hours. Jesus Christ.
It smells in here.
Yeah, no, it's so true though. Sandwiches and everything.
Yeah, you're like in your office. People are like, we have a work question. Get the fuck out.
D&D time.
Yeah. Send me an email.
We only do this twice a week.
Sometimes three if the campaign's getting good.
Sometimes. Anyway. All right. So Alderaan's like, all right, fellas, if you wanna head down that trail, that's the direction.
I'm sorry, what?
That this is where you would come from the elven place and be like, oh, I wanna join them.
Oh, hey, hey guys. Where are you going?
What's your guy's name?
Errol.
Harold?
Errol.
What do you look like?
I'm a wood elf.
Yeah, I wish you would have just named him
General Wood Elf.
General Wood Elf.
Nash is like, great, one of those fairy wood elves.
You're in a village of fairy wood
elves. Fuck, I might change his name.
Yeah, he's like another one.
I still don't think I'm
Are you changing it to Harold
I
now?
Think I'm changing it to
Harold. I like it.
Harold.
Harold the wood elf.
My brother.
Please don't show me your
brother. I don't know if this adventure is for you.
Why do you say that?
I mean, you're a little young to be heading out.
I'm ready. I'm itching. I want to get out there. I want to see the world. I want to explore.
Agree.
You're not going to be a liability, are you?
No. I'm a druid.
That's... No.
He likes, nothing to he me. Likes to eat the moss on the trees.
Oh, he's a moss licker. He's a moss licker.
Okay, got first it. Of all, that's very that rude. All right, my people don't like that.
The distance of his eyes from each other kind of tipped me off on that.
It's your choice. I'm sure our fathers will not.
You are in heaven.
Will not.
Our fathers don't even know where they are.
They know a lot. They're okay. Very wise.
All right, can we just go? How much are we gonna pay for this?
You agreed to do it. Yeah, like yesterday.
I don't sound like that.
You also got these magic items.
Oh, right.
Also, the island will. And everyone on it will die.
Oh, do you guys have a mask for me?
We're all
I see you have a mask.
Right? You know what? That's a good point, Harold. Let me go see. I think there was one left. Funny. And he brings out the purple one, and he's like, This is the relic.
How rude.
This is the one that makes you really good at sucking
this
dicks.
This is not for wiping up dung or anything.
Why would I use it to wipe up dung?
We have to make sure.
Plus
put your fossil, your moss on it, okay?
Okay, if it can carry moss, I'm going to put moss in it.
It's fair.
Why?
The guy's the
you guy's like moss? Spirit.
I love moss.
That's so are you like vegan?
No.
He's a wood elf.
Yeah, I mean, I'll eat fish. Because fish don't have feelings. So.
Oh my god. Okay.
That's called a pescatarian.
I'm a pescatarian. Yeah, what was that one thing where he was like, I'm a pescatarian. They're like, what's that? I only eat fish that eat fish.
That's all fish, though.
Pretty much. They're all monsters. Yeah. They're all mindless monsters.
Well, I guess that would take out vegetarian fish.
That's why I eat chicken. Because they're mindless monsters, too.
They're delicious.
What the fuck was that from?
But,
okay. Oh, Silicon Valley.
Purple. No. Purple. What does it do?
Plus one. Gives him plus one the wisdom. And he can cast Dissonant Whispers. It has 3 charges. First charge is level 1, and each additional charge is another level on it, if he wants to combine them. The recharges are restored after a long rest.
So, I get plus.
But you have to wear it. You have to wear the mask.
Oh, I'll wear it.
So that takes my dexterity to plus 2.
I guess I should modify my...
Yes, these are the masks of turtle power. So,
so strong.
T-O-R-T.
Turtle power. Okay.
So, I will inform the fathers that you're going to go with them.
Thank you.
Wait. He's going with the fathers?
No, I'm going with you.
I'm going to inform our fathers.
Why are you
going to
tell them he's going with them?
With you.
Oh.
Is this Artificer retarded?
Did you have some of his moss?
Don't eat the moss if you're not ready for it.
Look, I just... whatever. Let's go. Tom was like, why are you so mean? You're always so mean.
the way the elven family works, since they're both kings, they don't tell who their sons came from. So they've had children, but the children don't know which father is their actual father.
So wait, they're like a gay married couple?
No, they're not married to each other. They're brothers.
My brother!
They've had
my brother.
Children, but they never disclose who fathered the children. Which one?
So he doesn't know who his dad is?
It's one of the two. One of the 2,000-year-old elves.
Is he black?
Yes. Oh my God. One's black and one's not black elf. All right, so see you later. Good luck.
Bye, love you.
Yeah, he's like...
Oh, God.
Elves don't have much display of affection.
Let's go.
Unless they're like all hyped up on...
Moss.
Yeah.
I'm hopped up on Moss and adventure.
I need to get some money for bullets.
Let me know if Dad dies. I'll come right back.
Oh my God.
All right, I'm next in line.
Oh, got it.
He is not.
Oh no, I'm not next in line.
You're very young.
I'm gonna murder everyone.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
There are several elves.
I'm gonna kill them all.
All right, so you are on your way through the woods. And like I said, for a while, like, you know, it's morning, so it's about half, you're probably about 2 o'clock before the woods really kind of start to turn. But these woods are fairly peaceful.
Yeah.
Because the elves are, it's like kind of their realm. So you keep going and you enter a more swampy area, if you will. It is gross. And
Lovely. You
start to feel that there are insects everywhere. Although, because of your turtle heritage, they don't seem to really affect you.
Good.
Because of your tougher skin and your shell.
Good for you.
I can infuse some stuff. I have 4 infusions now.
So the way this is going to work...
For what?
Like, it'd give you like a +1 on your shield. It's daily. It's every day. I can enhance weapons and... At level 6, I can create a homunculus.
How many of these things can you do?
Lots of them. Everything.
Everything every day?
Artificers are the most overpowered class in D&D. I have...
I'm going to watch a plural site on Artificer.
I know 4 infusions. I can have 2 infused items. And that's about it.
You get an extra... You get extra attunements. Soon, right?
That's cool. My attunements do go up.
It's funny, I was like looking at my thing, just trying to like remember certain stuff, and I'm like, why is my armor class 19 already? And I'm like, oh, the turtle starts at 17.
Yeah.
Because it's like natural
armor. But you don't wear armor.
No.
Because that messes with some of your barbarian.
But I also don't get the dexterity modifier because like, they're like, because you get the armor class from the shell, it's like, we're not going to count that.
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
Yeah, those things are like good for... especially in early levels.
Yeah.
Like, when we started playing and I was doing Weeblow, I didn't realize quite how the things worked. And, like, I definitely hamstrung myself in terms of, like, armor and stuff because...
I'll take that one off. Shit.
So I was like, eh. But that's okay. I'm not a min-maxer.
It's all about playing the game.
All right, so the way it's going to work is you're going to be exploring the swamp.
That's the most vague statement.
It's all about playing.
All about playing the game.
It's all about doing the stuff.
All about the thing.
Playing the role.
The thing with the stuff.
Every hour, you guys are going to roll for a con save.
Why?
To see if you get disabilities on ability check because of the fucking insects everywhere.
Except for me, right?
Except for you.
Yeah.
And then also every 4 hours, someone is going to make a wisdom check. To see if you guys can kind of like look for tracks or look for like frog, Gripply markings or something.
What's your wisdom?
To kind of help
plus
you.
Three.
I have +4.
And holy then that will shit. Help with the rolls that I make. So everyone make a constitution save or check. 10, DC 10. Except for you, you make it.
I'm going to keep saying that.
What's the DC?
10.
Oh yeah, I'm good for both.
Constitution, right?
Yes. So -4.
No, 10.
Okay, so you make it. So then, probably you for the wisdom.
+4, he's +3.
Hold on, is it a nature check?
Just a straight wisdom.
Survival?
I would take either a survival or a straight wisdom check.
Oh, plus six. Suck a duke.
Yeah, you're better than survival.
Yeah!
Yeah. So that's a 15.
25.
All right, so you make it. Let me see.
Look at him. He just joined. Already proven his worth.
Yeah, you know what? Hey.
You guys are on the right path.
Yay.
I'm so strong.
I'm always on the right path with my lord.
Who is your god?
Storm.
1 second.
He is the lawful good god. Are you looking up Storm?
No.
All right, another con check for everybody.
Why not?
Is that for me?
Actually, you guys don't really need to worry about it for this one because you already made the successful one.
Okay.
So it's fine.
Good.
All right. Nope.
Yay!
Hold on, you're. It's okay.
I don't know if nope is good or bad.
It's just this is for you trying to find your way to the village.
Where are we going?
You're trying to go to the Gripply village to meet with Queen Pungfrong.
And that is where on this map?
It's like in the northeast of the woods.
Okay.
All right. While you are searching from the swamp, you hear a bunch of stomping and bursting from the underbrush come six orcs.
Oh,
I don't like that.
All right.
Let's reason with them.
My friends.
They eat you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they have a taste for turtle.
So, if you want to put six tokens up there, get
you guys. Green on green hate.
Who's got the... I got the tokens.
Green on green...
I just caught that. That's good.
There's... You don't have enough tokens in for one color. Oh, well.
Oh, great. Now we're going to have multiple colors.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Let's just leave.
I'm done.
What is this? The South in the 80s?
Just shit ourselves.
Oh, too late.
All right. So, where are they?
They're just crashing through, so they're in front of you.
I'm gonna be in the back and let you guys handle it. No, I'm just kidding.
You son of a bitch. You're the barbarian.
You're the highest
I'm
AC.
The tank, yeah.
But I'm very scared. I don't like this.
They're gonna ruin my beautiful garments I'm wearing.
Something like that?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. They're not, like, particularly... They're obviously some sort of party, but not like a well-oiled army machine.
Is that a party? Well-oiled army machine. I like that phrase.
It's my band name.
That's a good one. I assume new metal?
Mm-hmm.
All right, roll for initiative. Ooh, I rolled.
Everything
roll
I play is new because I don't play well.
Oh, that's not good at all. Oof.
I got a 5 for Nash and a 11 for Tomlin.
I got a 3.
22. Oh.
You really are proving your worth.
So you are Harold, right?
I am Harold.
Do you want to be Harold or do you want to be
Harold? No, I'm going to be Harold.
You were named after they met the humans.
Oh, yeah, like, really,
that's
yeah.
a beautiful name. Yeah. Harold, you say?
What a wonderful
I
name.
Guess. Harold Johnson.
All right, so it is Harold's turn.
Show us your purple crown for after last weekend.
Oh, my God.
It's funny, my work, Mac, the battery's starting to expand.
Oh, that happened to... That's
sad. He told me. He said it's not really feasible because he said he took it somewhere and they replaced the battery and it just did it again. I'm like, shit. Because I don't love the other ones they gave us. Especially because the firm image is like the main, like it's not just like a... All
right. Yeah. I mean, these Macs are not...
They're old.
Well, they're old and it's not like they had like an image on them.
No, they were just a Mac. Like, here's a Mac. Like, you know, do because they had parallels for a while.
And then they just, like, whitelisted our machines. Yeah. I don't want to say Mac again for some reason. It felt wrong. Even though it was all right.
Mac!
It's okay. I like saying it so much.
Ready?
I'm ready, baby.
All right. I am going to cast Spike Growth. The ground in a 20-foot radius centered on a point within range twists and sprouts hard spikes and thorns. The area becomes difficult terrain for the duration. When a creature moves into or within the area, it takes 2d4 piercing damage for every 5 feet it travels.
Oh my god, how big of an area is it?
20-foot radius.
Wow.
You can do that like right in the middle of them, right?
So 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. I'll do it. Okay, all right.
It's that.
Draw that circle.
You sound just like my uncle. All right, and then...
You better not tell your parents about this.
First off, that's not how circles work in the square world.
It is. It's not.
In the square world.
In the square world, the circles don't exist.
Think Minecraft.
Thank you. Diagonal is faster than up and down.
Suck a dick.
All right.
And I'm just going to move out a little bit.
You're not one of those fighting druids?
I mean, I could be, but...
You
he's
a fuck shit up and run away.
In case they, throw something. Yep. So.
Does that... I guess that affects me if I walk into
one of them
circle,
yells,
right?
Stupid pointy stick not stop us.
Okay.
Ooh, I like their moxie.
You have moxie, and I like it.
You got moxie, kid.
All right, it is. Oh, it's their turn. So every 5 feet, they take how much damage potentially?
2d4 piercing damage.
Do they automatically take it?
Since they started their turn in it, yes.
Alrighty. let's see.
They have to beat a...
Are they undead?
No, they're not undead. Not yet.
They have to beat a wisdom check.
Oh, well, that's not going to be good for them. If they make it, do they not take the damage when they move?
That's a good question.
A lot of spells you got to learn.
Yeah,
transformation of the ground is camouflaged to look natural. Oh, so they don't even know they're in it. Any creature that can't see the area at the time of the spell must make a wisdom check against your spell save DC to recognize the terrain as hazardous before entering it.
Well, since they saw you doing it, they see it automatically.
Okay, so they know it's there, but they actually cannot...
They just take it.
They just take it. Just 2d4.
That's pretty brutal.
Every 5 feet.
You take that.
Yeah, that's...
How many spell slots do you have as a druid? 3?
17. No, 3 for this one.
I have 73 spell slots.
D&D 5.5 is brutal.
It is.
All right.
So I also have no gender.
So 2d4?
2d4.
All right.
And obese.
I will roll damage here.
So hold on. Yeah, okay, that's fine.
What's the matter?
Wait.
Actually, it says for every 5 feet it travels, so they may not actually take it unless they move.
Well, I mean, they're all going to move.
Right, but depending on how much they move, increases the number.
Yeah, but
yeah,
they
I get it.
But they
for
can't,
each one, yeah.
They can't see it, so they would just move anyway.
No, they do see it because he cast it, like, on them.
Oh, I see.
If he casted it, like, if they were coming, front, like, 80
no,
feet away,
it
was like, meh, then they'd Got have it. To make a wisdom check to be like, oh, let's not run through the giant thorn patch.
Yeah, so
But
this
they
guy,
can see where it ends? Like, they can actually, like, visibly see
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they know where it is.
Okay. You don't have the little thingies? We don't know what our initiative order is.
Oh, my brother. Oh, those, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We just gotta trust
this thing's gonna kill them! Alright, one is out of the way, and he runs up to Kruk.
Hey!
This one, Kruk?
Yeah.
So he would have taken 4d4.
I got it.
I love it.
Is he dead?
He's not dead. Alright.
Is he dead?
And then he dies at his feet.
I point and laugh.
Alright, Fro, who makes a...
It was worth it.
15?
Nope.
No.
I am close.
As a bonus action, the orc can move up to its speed towards a hostile creature that it can see. Oh, that's cool.
I have one here, infusion on my armor class. I guess you did that last time.
I did. I can do it. Same thing.
Infuse me,
pop. But I don't still have it because we rested, right?
Yeah, but I can do it again.
All right.
Is that a concentration spell?
Yes.
Okay. They wouldn't know that.
Orcs are pretty smart.
He concentrated.
Oh, that magic. Me study at great university!
Learning concentration camp.
That doesn't feel right, but I'll allow it.
No, call me mister, call me doctor.
Alright, so they do have a couple javelins, and the other one, seeing that one...
Just like
bloodied legs trying to get out of the thing was like, alright, let's use these first. So, I'll just roll and see which one attacks what. So it will be a d4. Now we'll go down the initiative order. And 4 is Kruk. So he makes an attack, then misses. Next one makes a javelin attack at Tomlin.
No.
And he misses.
Yeah,
these guys are going to do great.
No, they seem like they are.
Right, next one
makes an attack. I consider them raging, but I don't know that I'll have to.
At Nash. Ooh, nat 20.
Oh, no.
God damn it. Why Nash?
Oh, no.
It's not going to be that.
Oh, no.
Mr. Superman, no.
Oh my god. 13 points of damage.
Jesus fucking Christ.
What's your points?
51.
Oh, yeah, plenty.
You okay?
It hurt a little.
Yeah, I bet.
That was 3, right? So 2 more. Next one is back to Kruk. Misses. The next one is back to, I think that was Nash.
Nash!
Why Nash?
Because I'm rolling the initiative order on a d4. Does a 13 hit?
No.
Well then.
They are doing great.
Hey, look.
They got a nat 20. Yeah. That's something.
Yeah, that one's all fucking proud of himself.
Ow.
Did you see me hit that little shit stain?
Oh, hey, that's our shit stain.
I mean, just joined.
Your pants are going to be stained with shit.
I feel like one of the group already.
Hey, I'm one of them.
I mean, he should be playing his character more heroically than most of his other characters.
I am. I'm fucking kicking ass.
I know.
Ha-ha!
Oh, not that.
And he'll do some of those.
You're an elf, not a...
Ha-ha!
Oh, no. Great. That's why he wanted to leave, because he needed to express himself.
Great. And a guy that wants to express himself, last thing we need.
All right, it's Tomlin.
Okay, so Tomlin is going to cast Bane.
Everyone has to have a stupid noise they make. Har-har.
He's going to cast Bane on... One, and two.
One yellow, one green, and two.
That's, you know, a Bane does. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Bane did.
And that's all he's going to do.
You merely adopted the darkness.
I was born in it.
Ganesh's turn.
Ganesh is going to shoot that fucking orc in the face.
Oh my.
Oh, the one that made
the one that threw the thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, that would be, I think that was 4.
Yeah.
That's
good. Okay. Oh shit! So that was a 21.
Oh my god!
Just hits.
Just made it.
Just barely. The very strong works.
2d8. We decided.
They each have 100 hit points.
Oh my god!
Oh my god, Ron!
You did not measure this out well.
To leave.
You didn't say they were particularly well armored.
The gleaming armor. Oh, oh
Jesus Christ!
Why did they have that?
That's a word you know.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you say gleaming?
That's the shit's got real.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that was a good roll. 14 plus 1, so that was 15 points of...
you shoot him right through the eye and he falls.
Fuck you!
Oh my
god. Gonzo.
I gotta take off all my bullets, though.
Yeah, you track your gold.
I am. Well, I he's got 68 bullets now.
Nice. I owe you one.
It's a good joke.
That was good. I appreciate that one.
Here, Kruk, your turn.
All right. Number one, I'm going to smash him. I'm going to smash him good.
You smash him good, Kruk. Right.
Now, you can't walk into the thing either, right?
Obvious eye.
Oh, okay. So, 6. Does 26 hit?
Yes.
Okay, what about...
10. No.
So 26 hits. I'll take it.
Might be enough.
26 hits?
26. Yeah, it's a lot of hits.
It's level 5, so he gets an extra 25 hits.
I gotcha.
You're doing it!
5.5.
I think I've read this wrong.
That's crazy.
So, 8.
No, that's enough.
That was enough.
Well, because he got slaughtered walking through the thing.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, so you with your... What do you have, a big hammer?
I have a warhammer with a storm herald attunement.
Yeah, so... Oh, that's right, you got all that. Yeah, and it levels up with you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a legendary thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you swing it down, and you just push his head into a short bell. Like a turtle.
Brutal, yeah.
But he's not a turtle, so it kills him.
Yeah.